Okay, so, ready for a deep dive into a side of Boston you definitely won't find on those tourist maps, huh? Forget the Freedom Trail, we're talking about a real-life legal thriller here. The kind of story that takes you from a routine traffic stop all the way to the courtroom.
And what makes this case so fascinating is, well, it really highlights how these everyday encounters with law enforcement, you know, something as simple as a traffic stop, can quickly spiral into something way more serious.
It really can. And in this case, we're talking about a guy, John Doe.
John Doe.
And no, that's not, you know, a fake name we're using for the case. That's actually how he's identified in all the court documents.
Interesting.
Yeah, this guy got caught in a situation that proves Boston, you know, with its charming facade, it hides a lot more than meets the eye.
It's true. It's almost like, you know, when you read those Denis Lethane novels?
Yeah, yeah.
You've got this backdrop of Boston, right? Steeped in history, academia, but then just below the surface, all this crime and suspense bubbling underneath.
Exactly. And that's where John Doe's story unfolds. Picture this. He's driving down a Boston street, probably thinking about what to have for dinner or something, right? Next thing you know, he's pulled over for a minor traffic violation.
Really?
Yeah, I'm talking like the kind of thing most of us wouldn't even think twice about.
Right, right. It happens all the time.
Exactly.
But this is where it takes that unexpected turn. Instead of just a quick ticket, you know, see you later, the police decide to search his car.
Oh, boy.
And not just a quick look around. I mean, they went deep, every nook and cranny.
Okay, now this is where things start to feel like an episode of Cops Gone Wrong. They were, like, rifling through his stereo console, according to what I read.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, who does that?
That's a little much.
Right.
Yeah. And that's where they hit pay dirt, so to speak. Hidden inside that console, a package. And this wasn't just like a little something. This was a significant amount of fentanyl. We're talking 100 grams. That's not just someone who, you know, accidentally left something behind. That's enough to trigger some serious drug trafficking charges.
Wow. So in the blink of an eye, John Doe goes from regular guy with maybe a busted pay light to a suspected drug trafficker.
That's the reality, though. Things can change that quickly.
That's intense.
And you have to understand, drug trafficking charges in Massachusetts, especially with that quantity of fentanyl, those are serious. We're talking potentially years behind bars. Imagine the fear, the uncertainty. Life completely turned upside down.
Just like that.
Just like that. Yeah. This is where the stakes get incredibly high for John Doe. Luckily for John Doe, though, this is where things take another turn.
Another turn.
Yeah. He managed to get Veronica J. White in his corner.
Okay.
She's a powerhouse attorney, known for her tenacity.
Yeah.
And her ability to, you know, to spot those tiny cracks in a case, the little things.
So we're not talking about just, like, a public defender here.
No, not at all.
We're talking someone who, you know.
Top notch. Yeah.
And from what I'm reading, she is not afraid to go head to head with, you know, the prosecution, the big dogs.
Oh, she'll take them on.
So going into this, what was her strategy? I mean, obviously they found the fentanyl. It seems like an open and shut case.
It does, right. But White, she zeroed in on the search itself.
Okay.
Her argument. The police had absolutely no reason to be digging around in his stereo console. I mean, yeah. Come on. A busted taillight doesn't give you permission to tear apart someone's car.
Right. It's like, what are you doing in there?
Exactly.
But, I mean, how do you actually prove that in court? Like a police officer's word against, you know, John Doe's word.
Right. And that's the thing. That's the system she's up against. But she was ready. She picks apart the prosecution's arguments, uses their own words against them.
Oh, I love that.
Right.
It's like, aha.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
She pointed out there was nothing suspicious about his behavior at all. No nervousness. He wasn't trying to hide anything. Even the officers, they couldn't point to a single thing that justified a search like that.
So it's totally like a he said, she said situation.
It is.
But the judge in this case actually seemed to, you know, listen to the details, right? It wasn't just, oh, it's law enforcement, I'm on their side. It seems like they really weighed the evidence.
And that's what's so important, right?
Yeah.
And after hearing both sides, the judge made a ruling that, well, let's just say it sent shockwaves through that courtroom. The search was unlawful. The police, they had overstepped their boundaries.
Oh, wow.
And because of that.
Yeah.
That fentanyl they found, the core of their case, inadmissible.
Wait, so even though they found it, because the way they found it was wrong, they couldn't use it against him.
Exactly. That's where this whole fruit of the poisonous tree thing comes in.
Yeah.
It basically means If evidence is obtained illegally, even if it points to guilt, it can't be used against you in court.
Right.
It's like the safeguard,
yeah.
Protects us from unreasonable searches and seizures.
Right, Fourth Amendment, all
exactly.
That. Okay, so that makes sense. But how often does that actually happen? Like, I feel like we hear about this in theory, but does it actually usually go in favor of, you know, the defendant in these situations?
You'd be surprised. It's more common than you think.
Really?
And, you know, cases like John Doe's, they really highlight why those legal protections are so crucial.
Yeah.
I mean, without them, anyone could be subject to these bogus searches just based on the whims of law enforcement.
Right, exactly. So the judge throws out the fentanyl, and essentially that gets the prosecution's entire case.
Exactly.
So what happens next?
Well, they had nothing else. No other evidence. I mean, remember, it all hinged on that search.
Right.
So they had to drop all charges.
Wow, what a turn of events. I mean, this guy goes from potentially, you know, serious time.
Right.
To walking out of the courtroom a free man because of, you know, what some might consider a technicality.
It really speaks to the power of a good defense.
Yeah.
Veronica J. White, she saw the flaw, she fought hard, and ultimately got her client his freedom.
It really makes you think about all those lawyer jokes, right?
Right.
Like, maybe they're onto something.
Maybe there's some truth there.
But here's the thing, though. The case might be closed, but are we really done with the mystery here? I mean, that's the big question, isn't it? How did it end up in his car in the first place?
Yeah, was he really just some unsuspecting guy caught in the middle of something much bigger?
It's like we're left with this giant question mark.
Right. And the source material we have, it doesn't give us a real answer.
Frustrating.
It really is. And I kind of get the feeling that, you know, once the case was dismissed, the police, they weren't exactly rushing to figure it out either.
I guess not. I mean, case closed.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Still, it's almost like the ending of a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where you really want to know what happens, but then the credits start rolling.
The worst.
And you're just left there with all these what ifs.
The worst. But I think, you know, even without all the answers, John Doe's case, it's a good reminder.
Yeah, it is.
It reminds us that we need to know what our rights are.
Especially in those moments when you think, you know.
Especially then.
Oh, it's fine. It's just a traffic stop. I'll just be polite. It'll be over in a second.
Right. But John Doe's experience shows us that can change in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Knowing your rights, that can be the difference between a little inconvenience and your whole life getting turned upside down.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
It's about, you know, being aware and not being afraid to, you know, respectfully stand up for those rights if you need to.
Right. It's like that whole thing. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Exactly.
But here it was like because he, you know, was aware and he had someone like Veronica J. White there to fight for him.
Huge difference.
Huge difference. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, you know, into this whole legal world in Boston.
Yeah.
What's the big takeaway for you?
For me, well, you know, the law, it's there to protect everyone, but those protections only work if we understand them, if we're ready to use them. John Doe's story, it's a good reminder that even in a city like Boston, where you think everything's out in the open, things aren't always what they seem.
Right, right.
It reminds us that knowledge, that's power, and having a good advocate in your corner, well, that can make all the difference.
It really can. Well, John Doe, he might have escaped those charges, but his case definitely leaves us with, you know, still some questions.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about what other stories are hidden out there behind those, you know, those beautiful brownstones and cobblestone streets.
Makes you wonder.
It really does. And it makes you think twice the next time you see those flashing lights in your rearview mirror.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, that wraps up our deep dive for today. We'll be back next time with another case, another story. Until then, stay curious.
The names and certain details in this podcast have been changed to protect the privacy of the individuals involved. While the cases presented are based upon real events, certain facts may have been altered or omitted for confidentiality purposes. Each case is inspired by real legal cases defended by White & Associates PC. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as legal advice. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. White & Associates PC does not endorse or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information discussed in this episode.